I said farewell to my friend last week. He was an adventurer. He was an artist. He was a volunteer and community activist. He was a husband. He was a member of the Air Force Reserve. And he was a proud gay man. At the end of his funeral service, as his body was being laid to rest, his fellow service members stepped forward to give him and his husband the respect they had earned. Taps played, and the flag draping his coffin was meticulously folded and presented to his husband. And my heart broke. It didn't just break for my friend who had died. It didn't just break for his husband and partner of over 20 years. It broke for every American that is denied the right to stand up in front of their God and their community and take legally sanctioned wedding vows. It broke for every American forced to hide the people they love and lie about who they are in order to serve their country. It broke for everyone who loves a fallen soldier, yet has stood in the background and been denied the presentation of the flag that says, "Thank you for sharing the one that you love with us. Thank you for making this extraordinary sacrifice for your country." Isn't it time for us to realize that rights denied to any American diminish all of our rights? Isn't it time to admit that forcing men and women in our military to lie about who they are and hide the people they love from the people they serve with, the people whose lives they are responsible for, makes our military weaker, not stronger? Isn't it time to embrace the diversity that makes this country great, that makes saying, "I am an American," such a highly valued prize? When we say, no matter who you love, no matter who you are, and no matter how you choose to serve, in this country, you have the right to declare your love openly and honestly and legally, we the people will be healed. Marriage will mean more, families will be stronger, and our country will be safer. With a Perspective, I'm Susan Turner.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.